writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I find more clouds are gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. High hope lies, and also lack of day. Although I can dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
Good morning, Mrs. Stone. Imagine.
It all began so well, but why not? This is the time a fella needs a friend. When every happy block ends with the marriage knot.
Yours.
It only goes 40 miles an hour.
What turn off? Not going to be 359.
It's the B359.
Fuck it!
It's not achieved without my suffering.
I am so, so sorry, Angus. Inexcusable. I've been killing myself after the service, if that's any consolation.
Doesn't matter. Tom was standing by.
Angus, Tom, you were saying? Disastrous haircut.
As long as you haven't forgotten the rings.
No.
No. never been linked.
Welcome you to our church on this wonderful day for Angus and Laura. Now, before we start the service, let us all join together in the first hymn. Gathered together here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate instituted in the time of man's innocency. Therefore, if any man can show any just cause or impediment why they may not be lawfully joined together, let him speak now or forever hold his peace. Do you promise to love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto her for as long as ye both shall live?
I do.
To love and to cherish.
Till death us do part.
Till death us do part.
And thereto I pledge thee my troth.
And thereto I pledge thee my troth.
Do you have the ring? With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
With my body, I thee worship.
With my body, I thee worship.
And with all my worldly goods, I do thee endow.
And with all my worldly goods, I thee endow.
If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
Good point.
You know I can't smile without you. Can't smile without you. I can't laugh and I can't sing. I'm finding it hard to do anything. You see, I feel sad when you're sad. I feel sad, feel glad when you're glad. If you only knew what I'm going
Great hat.
Thanks. I bought it specially.
Your hat.
There.
Stand up and lock the hangar.
That's right.
Get in position, please. Thank you, Smile.
Splendid, I thought.
What did you think?
I thought splendid.
What did you think?
Splendid,
I thought. Scott, lot of fabulous dress. The ecclesiastical purple and the pagan orange symbolizing the magical symbiosis in marriage between the heathen and Christian traditions.
That's right. Lovely. And again?
Any idea who the girl in the black hat is?
Name's Carrie.
Pretty.
American.
Interesting.
Slut.
Clearly.
Used to work at Vogue, lives in America now. Only goes out with very glamorous people. Quite out of your league.
Well, that's a relief. Thanks.
Right. Reception.
Anyone else trade in a cow pad?
No, thought not. See you in a mo.
Do you think I'd hate him as much if he wasn't my brother?
Don't want to blow my chances for a monk by smelling of dung all the way through the reception.
Oh, God, I never know what to say in these wretched lineups.
It's a cinch. Just give him a big warm hug and say the bride looks pregnant.
Oh, you could stick with tradition and go for you must be very proud.
Heaven preserve us.
He's very proud.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, you met at the round. It's Richard Mayfield.
Hello. Two, please.
You have fun.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Oh, do you want one of these?
Oh, thank you.
Hi,
Charles.
Yeah, John. How are you? Good. This is
Carrie.
Carrie. Delighted. I'm John.
Hi, John.
So, John, how's that gorgeous girlfriend of yours?
She's no longer my girlfriend.
Ah, dear. Still, I wouldn't get too gloomy about it. Rumour has it she never stopped bonking old Toby Delisle, just in case you didn't work out.
She is now my wife.
Excellent. Excellent. Congratulations. Any kids or anything, John? Do we hear the patter of tiny feet? No. Well, there's got plenty of time for that, isn't there? No hurry. Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you. I'll tell you
Oh, my name's Fiona.
I'm Gerald.
What do you do?
I'm training to be a priest.
Good Lord! Do you do weddings?
No, not yet. I will, though, of course. Jolly nerve-wracking.
Yes. Rather like the first time one has sex.
Well, I suppose so.
They're rather less messy, of course, and far less call for condoms. Who's that boy over there? In the grey?
His name's David.
Something of a dish, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I've always thought so.
Why are they,
Oh, the dish can't hear.
Oh. Gosh.
Yeah, silent. but deadly attractive.
Into the marquee, please, ladies and gentlemen. Dinner is served.
How do you do? Tom, it's splendid to meet you. Very exciting.
Do you know many people here?
Hi. My name's Scarlett. Don't let me drink too much because I get really flirty.
How do you do? My name's Charles.
Don't be ridiculous. Charles died 20 years ago.
Must be a different Charles, I think.
Are you telling me I don't know my own brother?
No, no. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to drag you from your delicious desserts. There are just one or two little things I feel I should say as best man. This is only the second time I've ever been a best man. I hope I did the job all right that time. The couple in question are at least still talking to me. Unfortunately, they're not actually talking to each other. The divorce came through a couple of months ago. But I'm assured it had absolutely nothing to do with me. Apparently, Paula knew that Piers had slept with her younger sister before I mentioned it in the speech. The fact that he slept with her mother came as a surprise, but I think was incidental to the nightmare of recrimination and violence that became their two-day marriage. Anyway, enough of that. My job today is to talk about Angus, and there are no skeletons in his cupboard. Or so I thought. I'll come on to that in a minute. I would just like to say this. I am, as ever, in bewildered awe of anyone who makes this kind of commitment that Angus and Laura have made today. I know I couldn't do it, and I think it's wonderful they can. So anyway, back to Angus and those sheep. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd raise your glasses, the adorable couple.
I remember the first time I saw Gareth on the dance floor. I feared lives would be lost. She's a pretty girl. The one you can't take your eyes off. Is it love at first sight?
Oh, but no. It's the bloke she's dancing with. I used to play rugby with him at school. I'm just trying to remember what position he played in. But let's say one, for the sake of argument, one did take a fancy to someone at a wedding. I mean, do you think there really are people who can just go up and say, "Hi, babe, my name's Charles, this is your lucky night"?
Well, if there are, they're not English.
Why? 3 weeks is about my question popping minimum.
You know, I love you, Dean, don't you? I love you. I love you. And Mike, I've never met you before, but I love you very much, I really do.
Ignore her, she's drunk. At least I hope she is.
Otherwise, I'm in real trouble.
How's it going, Liz?
Bloody awful.
Oh, dear, what's the prop?
I was promised sex. Everybody said it. You be a bridesmaid, you'll get sex, you'll be fighting them off. But not so much as a tongue in sight.
Well, I mean, if you fancy anything, I could always...
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Bernard. I'm not that desperate.
No, right. Of course. Fair enough. It's a good point.
Where are you staying for tonight, Charles?
Scarlett and I are at some pub, the Lucky Boat, something like that, aren't we all?
Ah, no. Slight change of plan. The others are, in fact, coming back to my place. Nancy's in residence. Might knock us up a quick plate of eggs and bake over a late-night scrabble. Wondered if you'd like to join.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Thanks very much. Is there room for Scarlett?
Oh, absolutely. 137 rooms, actually.
Tommy, are you the richest man in England?
Oh, no.
No. I believe we're about seventh.
Mm-hmm. The Queen, obviously, and,
right.
That Branson bloke did terribly well. Well, excellent news, I'll go tell Scarlett.
Yeah.
That's, unless you get lucky first.
Get it back, get out, go on, get out, go on, go on.
Hi.
Hi, I thought you'd gone.
No, not yet. I was just wondering where you're staying tonight.
I was staying at some pub called the Boat or something like
that. Boatman.
Right, but now I'm going to stay at some friend's house with, some friends. Well, I say house, I think enormous castle is a more accurate description.
Oh, that's too bad, because I'm at the Boatman.
Oh.
Well, it was... nice. Not quite meeting you. It's a great speech.
Thanks.
Well, I'm going now.
No. Don't go. We can meet now. The evening's just getting going.
Oh, I think we both know that's a big lie.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man.
The castle beckons, I think, Tom. Are you sober?
Absolutely. Orange juice all night. Come on.
Everybody.
All together now.
Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to. And he won't come to. When nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man. Tell the world you love him. And give it all.
Stop the car!
sorry. Sorry, I think I might stay in that pub after all.
Why on earth?
Seriously, I'm doing some research to pubs with the word boat in the title. I hope to produce a definitive work.
Oh, well, please
just tell. It's a silly thing, yeah.
Right. Odd decision.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
In the end, it turned out there wasn't room for all of us, so...
You said it was a castle.
Yes, it is a castle. It's just a very, very small one. Tiny, in fact. Just one up, one down, which is rare.
A drink, sir?
Yeah, I'd like a glass of whiskey, please.
Thanks.
Do you want...
Yeah, sounds good.
And another one for the lady.
Doubles, sir?
Thanks, yeah.
Ah, you're here, sir. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine.
Haven't seen Carrie, have you?
Who?
Carrie. American girl, lovely legs. Wedding guest. Nice smell.
No, sorry.
Damn. Blast. I think I was in there. Look, if you do, sir, could you tell her I've gone up to my room?
Yeah.
Your whiskey, sir?
Thank you.
And one for the...
Road, lovely.
Actually, I think I might have one of those. Do you mind if I join you?
No, it'd be lovely.
Another glass of whiskey and a cigar. Hold on. Make that a bottle of whiskey. We might as well settle in, eh? Let's see if we can push on through till dawn, shall we? Lovely wedding.
Yes.
I was at school with his brother, Bafty, tremendous bloke. He was head of my house. Buggered me senseless. Still, taught me a thing or two about life.
Hmm.
Where are you known from?
University.
Oh, splendid. Yeah. I didn't go myself. I couldn't see the point, you see. I mean, when you're working in money markets, what use are the novels of Wordsworth going to be, eh?
Excuse me, sir. Your wife says, could you come upstairs at once? Room 12, in case you're so drunk you can't remember.
My wife?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my wife! My wife!
God, you are drunk. You can't even remember. You've got a wife.
Yes. Yeah, do you mind if I...
No. Off you go. Best of luck.
Thanks, yeah.
Lucky bachelor me. I think I'll have another search for that Katie creature.
That Carrie.
That's the one. Damn fine filly. I think I'm in there.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. He was hard to get rid of.
Yeah. Maybe we could just skulk around here for a bit and then go back down.
Now that's a thought. I don't usually skulk a lot, but I suppose I could skulk if skulking were required. Do you skulk regularly?
No, I don't normally think of myself as a skulker, but...
Well, why don't you come in and skulk for a while, and we'll see. So I noticed the bride and groom didn't kiss in the church, which is kind of strange. Where I come from, kissing is very big.
Is it? Yes. Well, I think you're right. I think we are probably more reserved, you know. You May Now Kiss the Bride isn't actually in the Book of Common Prayer.
I always worry I'll go too far, you know, in the heat of the moment.
How far do you think too far would be, then?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that would be all right.
Yeah, I think that would be fine.
In fact, it might be a bit dismissive. Maybe this would be better.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be dangerous to take it any further. That might be taking it a little far. Mm.
Well, what about this? Do you think the vicar would think things have slipped just a little bit out of his control?
I think he might. This kind of thing was really better to the honeymoon and to the service itself.
Why do you think it's called honeymoon?
I don't know. I suppose it's honey because it's sweet as honey, and moon because it was the first time a husband got to see his wife's bosom.
Go.
Where?
America.
That is a tragedy.
Just before I go, when were you thinking of announcing the engagement?
Sorry. Whose engagement?
Ours. I assume since we slept together and everything, we'd be getting married. What did you think?
Oh, gosh, you know, that's, takes a lot of thinking about that kind of thing. Obviously, you're joking. Come on. For a moment there, I thought I was in Fatal Attraction. I thought you were getting close and I was going to get home and find my pet rabbit in the stairs.
Oh, no. But I think we've both missed a great opportunity here. Bye.
We can never park. Car seems a good idea.
Fuck!
Leave it!
No one will notice!
Sorry, I'm in traffic. Yeah. So, who is it today?
And of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father, you have made the bond of marriage a holy mystery, a symbol of Christ's love for his church. Hear our prayers for Bernard and Lydia. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Goat, Ghost, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
It's his first time. He's a friend of the family.
Bernard and Lydia, I shall now ask if you freely undertake the obligations of marriage. Bernard, repeat after me. I do solemnly declare.
I do solemnly declare
that I know not of any lawful impediment.
That I know not of any lawful impediment.
Why I, Lydia.
Why I, Bernard.
Sorry. Why I, Bernard Godfrey St. John Delaney.
Why I, Bernard Geoffrey St. John Delaney.
May not be joined in matrimony to Lydia John Hibbert.
May not be joined in matrimony to Lydia J. Hibbert.
Lydia, repeat after me. I do solemnly declare.
I do solemnly declare.
That I know not of any lawful impediment.
That I know not of any lawful impediment.
Why I, Lydia Jane Hibbert.
Why I, Lydia Jane Hibbert.
May not be joined in matrimony.
May not be joined in matrimony.
To Bernard Geoffrey St. John Delaney.
To Bernard Geoffrey St. John Delaney.
I call upon those persons here present to witness.
I call upon those persons here present to witness
that I, Bernard Delaney,
that I, Bernard Delaney,
do take thee, Lydia Jane Hibbert,
to take thee, Lydia Jane Hibbert,
to be my awful wedded wife.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
That's right. May Almighty God bless you all. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Spirit.
Bravo!
Bravo! Bravo!
Thanks. Right, come here, Bernie. Sorry.
That way?
Yes, of course. Sorry, could you two...
No, sorry.
Sorry.
I've got a new theory about marriage.
Two people are in love, they live together, and then suddenly, one day, they run out of conversation.
Uh-huh.
Totally. I mean, they can't think of a single thing to say to each other. That's it. Panic. Then, suddenly, it occurs to the chap that there is a way out of the deadlock.
Which is?
He'll ask her to marry him.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Suddenly they've got something to talk about for the rest of their lives.
Basically, you're saying marriage is just a way of getting out of an embarrassing pause in conversation.
The definitive icebreaker.
Tom, how's the speech coming along?
It's pretty good, I think. Something for everyone. Tears, laughter.
Excellent.
Well, I think it's a very good theory, Gareth.
Well, there is another argument, of course, that it does have something to do with true love.
Well, there's a thought.
Can I help you, sir?
Can I have 3 glasses of brandy, please?
Sir.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. Yeah, sorry. I'm overwhelmed to see you. Don't go back to America, please.
Go back in 2 secs.
Okay.
Hi, Pete. That's yours. That's yours. See you in 5 hours.
Something happened.
Yeah, it has a bit. This is a bloody great wedding, you know. Hi. You look perfect. You, in fact, you probably are perfect. Well, how are you?
I'm really well. Charles, I'd like you to meet Hamish, my fiancé.
Excellent. How do you do, Hamish? Delighted to meet you. Charming surprise to find Carrie back in the country.
Yes, well, took a lot of persuading, I can tell you. Come on, darling, I told James I was going to get you. You begin to think I've totally lost control of you already.
I'll see you later.
How are you doing, Charles?
Not great, actually, suddenly.
Oof. I don't know. I mean, what the hell's going on here? Why am I always at weddings and never actually getting married? No.
It's probably because you're a bit scruffy. Or it could also be because you haven't met the right girl.
Ah, but you see, is that it? Maybe I haven't met the right girls. Maybe I meet the right girls all the time. Maybe it's me.
Nonsense.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, dinner is served.
Come on. Odds on, you meet your wife at dinner. Yes.
Oh, my God. Charles?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Alistair.
Great.
And I believe you know Veronica.
Yeah, hi, V. Hi. Thank you.
Great.
tell me, are you married?
No.
Are you a lesbian? What made you say that?
Well, it's one of the possibilities for unmarried girls, so it is a bit more interesting than saying, oh dear, just never found the right chap, eh?
Quite right. Why be dull?
Thank you.
And the truth is, I have met the right person, and he's not in love with me, and until I stop loving him, no one else stands a chance.
Oh, bad luck.
Yes, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I was a lesbian once at school, but only for about 15 minutes, so I don't think it counts.
There are 400 different kinds of tea, and that's not including all these so-called fruit teas. I took Veronica out to India at Christmas to look at the plantations.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
I believe you and her went out there once.
That's right.
Charles was vile. He insisted on cracking jokes all the time I was ill.
I was just trying to cheer you up, dear.
Oh, you're that Veronica. Which Veronica? Charlie?
Remember Bombay?
When Charles and I were going out, he told me he'd had this interesting journey around India with vomiting Veronica. I think that was it.
I don't remember ever mentioning it. Maybe I did.
Oh, come on, Charles. I don't think I've ever been out with anyone less discreet.
Well, I think that's probably a bit of an exaggeration, isn't it, Marv?
It is not. I remember you going on about this girl, Helena, was it? Whose mother made a pass at you.
I remember this. You couldn't work it out whether it would be impolite not to accept her at Bond's.
Right. Mrs. Biggie, Helena was Miss Biggie, so her mother was Mrs. Biggie.
I think perhaps it was a...
We've both lost a lot of weight since then.
Ah, great speeches.
My lord, ladies and gentlemen, pray silence for the best man.
When Bernard told me he was getting engaged to Lydia, I congratulated him because all his other girlfriends had been such complete dogs. Although, may I say how delighted we are to have so many of them here this evening. I'm particularly delighted to see Camilla, who many of you will probably remember as the first person Bernard asked to marry him. If I remember rightly, she told him to sod off. And lucky for Lydia that she did.
It's very disappointing.
We had the most adorable girl at our table, called Carrie. Apparently her fiancé is awfully grand and he owns half of Scotland.
How are you?
Well, I seem to be stuck in the wedding from hell. Ghosts of girlfriends past and have returned. Next thing you know, I'll bump into Henrietta and the horror will be complete.
Hello, Charles.
Hello, Hen. How are you? Oh, Hen, I...
Why can't you just leave her alone? Haven't you hurt her enough?
Excuse me, I think I'd better be where other people are not.
Hello.
She did it!
Unbelievable!
Taxi!
I fancy think I'm stupid and pointless, and so they just bunk me and then leave me. And the kind of blokes that do fancy me, I think are drips. I can't be bothered to bunk them, which does sort of leave me a bit nowhere.
What's bunking?
Well, it's kind of like table tennis, only with slightly smaller balls.
I've spoken to lots of people about you.
Oh, God.
And everybody agrees. You're in real trouble, Charles.
Am I?
The thing is, you see, you're sort of turning into a kind of serial monogamist. One girlfriend after another, yet you'll never really love anyone because you never let them near you.
On the contrary, Anne,
affectionate to them and sweet to them.
No.
You were even sweet to me, although you thought I was an idiot.
I did not.
You did. I thought you two was a type of submarine.
Well, in a way, you were right. Their music has a very naval
be
quality.
Be serious, Charles. You must give people a chance. You don't have to think I must get married. But you mustn't start every relationship thinking I mustn't get married.
You know, most of the time I don't think at all. I just potter along.
Oh, Charlie. Oh, God, the way he used to look at me. I just misread it, that's all. All the time I thought you were going to propose, and all the time you were just working out how to leave.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, God, it's ridiculous.
No. Han.
Having a good night.
Yes, it's right up there with my father's funeral for sheer entertainment value. Thought you'd gone.
No, Hamish has to take the Edinburgh sleeper. I'm off now. Keep me company. Here, please. You want to come up for a nightcap?
You sure?
Oh, yes. I think we can risk it. I'm pretty sure I can resist you. You're not that cute.
Sorry. Yeah, great.
Breakfast up. Well, it's a bit burnt.
Excellent.
What are you up to today?
Oh, yeah. I'm taking advantage of the fact that for the first time in my entire life, it's Saturday and I don't have a wedding to go to. All I have to do is not be late for debut.
I was going to go for a job. There's this new shop called Spank that wants a sales assistant. I think I'd be great. They sell all this funny rubber stuff.
Oh, no. Another wedding invitation. And a list. Lovely.
Well, they say rubber's mainly for perverts. Don't know why. I think it's very practical, actually. I mean, you spill anything on it and it just comes off. I suppose that could be why the perverts like it. You're right.
Yeah. It's that girl, Carrie, remember the American? Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. Do you have the wedding list for Banks?
Certainly, sir. Lots of beautiful things for around about the £1,000 mark.
Uh-huh. What about things around the sort of £50 mark, is there much?
Well, you could get that pygmy warrior over there.
This? Excellent.
You could find someone to chip in the other £3,950. Or our carrier bags of £1.50 each. Why don't you just get 33 of them?
Well, I think I'll probably leave it. Thanks very much. You've been very,
What'd you get?
Blimey. Well, I never. Nothing yet. I'm just, deciding.
It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you.
This present thing is great. I should have gotten married years ago. Did anybody go for the pygmy?
The young man was thinking about it.
Oh. No. Just get me an ashtray. Are you free for about a half hour?
Yeah. Well, I'm supposed to meet my brother, but I can be a bit late.
Oh, good. Come with me. You have an important decision to make. Now, the crucial thing is that you mustn't laugh.
Okay, right.
They're writing songs of love. but not for me.
What do you think? A
lucky star above. Divine.
Bit of a meringue. Oh, don't worry. We've only just begun. What do you think?
You're kidding.
But it would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Maybe next time. What do you think? I knew it.
But look, if you could find a little staff, it'd be great for looking after sheep.
Don't be rude. It's a bit sexy, this.
Well, if I were your husband, I would die of pride. You may be right. It is dangerous. You know, there's nothing more off-putting at a wedding than a priest with an enormous erection. One strange thing is thinking you'll never sleep with anyone else. You don't think you'll be unfaithful?
No, not once I'm married. I told Hamish I'll kill him if he does, so I guess I better stick to that.
Quite right.
Anyway, I reckon I've had my fair run at it.
How many is a fair run these days? Down your way.
Oh, I don't know. More than one?
Well, come on. Tell me. I've seen the dress. We have no secrets now.
Well, first one, of course, not easily forgotten. It's kind of nice. Two, hairy back. Three, four, five, six was on my birthday in my parents' room.
Which birthday?
17th.
Oh, but we've only reached 17.
Well, you know, I grew up in the country, lots of rolling around in haystacks. Okay, seven. Eight, unfortunately. It was quite a shock. Nine, against a fence. Very uncomfortable. Don't try it.
I won't.
10. Oh, it was gorgeous. Just heaven. Just. Oh, he was wonderful.
I hate him.
11. Disappointing. 12 through 17, university years. Sensitive, caring, intelligent boys, sexually speaking, a real low patch. 18, broke my heart. Years of yearning.
I'm sorry.
20, oh my God, I can't believe I've reached 20. 21, elephant tongue. 22, kept falling asleep. That was my first year in England.
I do apologize.
23 and 24 together. That was my thing.
Seriously?
27. Oh, now that was a mistake.
Suddenly, at 27, you make a mistake?
Yes, he kept screaming. It was very off-putting. I nearly gave up on the whole thing. But Spencer changed my mind. That's 28. Mm-hmm. His father, 29.
Father?
30. Oh. 31. Oh, my God. 32. Lovely. And then my fiancé, that's 33.
Wow. So I came after your fiancé?
No, you were 32. Oh. So there you go. Less than Madonna, more than Princess Di, I hope. And how about you? How many have you slept with?
Christ. Nothing like that many. I don't know. Like I've been doing with my time, actually. Work, probably, yeah. That's work. I have been working late. A lot. I wish I'd rung you. But then you never rang me. You ruthlessly slept with me twice and never rang me. Oh, bollocks. Help me, please, please.
Carrie, this is David, my brother.
Hi.
Hi.
just telling him about you marrying Hamish, and he said it couldn't have happened to a nicer fellow, so that's nice. Where are you doing it?
Scotland.
He says that's a beautiful place.
Uh-huh.
Killy.
Well, you should come to the wedding, too. I want as many friends as possible to make up for the gruesome stiff that Hamish knows. Well, you better go in. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Fuck it! Look, sorry. This is a really stupid question, and particularly in view of our recent shopping excursion. But I just wondered if by any chance, I mean, obviously not, because I understand Getty's only slept with 9 people, but I just wondered, I really feel, in short, to recap in a slightly clearer version, in the words of David Cassidy, in fact, while he was still with the Partridge family, I think I love you. And I just wondered whether by any chance you wouldn't like to, No, of course not. I'm an idiot. He's not. Excellent. Fantastic. I'm just going to say, lovely to see you. Sorry to disturb. Better get on. Fuck.
That was very romantic.
Well, I thought it over a lot, you know. I wanted to get it just right. Important to have said it, I think.
Said what exactly?
You said, you know, what I just said about David Cassidy.
You're
society, which can be strong and happy only when the marriage bond is held in honor. Into this holy estate these two persons now desire to enter. Wherefore, if anyone can show any just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together in marriage, let him now declare it.
Sorry.
Please rise. Do you, Hamish, take this woman, Caroline, to be your wedded wife? And do you, in the presence of God and before this congregation, promise and covenant to be to her a loving and faithful husband until God shall separate you by death?
I do.
Do you, Caroline, take this man, Hamish, to be your wedded husband? And do you, in the presence of God and before this congregation, promise and covenant to be to him a loving and faithful wife until God shall separate you by death?
I do.
As a token of the covenant
with which you have... Fuck a doodle do.
These rings are given and received. By these signs you take each other to...
Yeah.
Well, we're nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Hello.
Fred. You look beautiful. Not a meringue in sight. Blimey.
It's Brigadoon. Bloody Brigadoon. Dear old things, as you know, I've always been proud that there's not a wedding ring between the lot of us. But if the passing of the years is suddenly beginning to distress me, I'd like to go to the wedding of someone I really loved for a change.
Well, don't blame me. I've asked practically everyone I know.
You haven't asked me.
Have I?
No.
Oh, Scarlett, would you like to?
No, thank you. It was very nice of you to ask.
Well, end time.
Quite right, Tom. Quite right. That's the spirit. Now, tonight, these are your orders. Go forth and conjugate. Find husbands and wives.
Excellent plan. What do you think, Fifi? Spot a potential hubby in the throng?
Bugger off, Tom.
Quite right.
A toast! Before we go into battle. True love. In whatever shape or form it may come, we all in our dotage be proud to say, I was adored once, too.
True love.
True love. True love.
Apparently, an enormous number of people actually bump into their future spouses at weddings, which is interesting.
Yes, I met my husband at a wedding.
Ah. Good Lord, I seem to have finished my drink. If you'll excuse me.
Hello. My name's Scarlett. Named after Scarlett O'Hara, but much less trouble. What's your name?
My name's Rhett.
No. Not really.
No, not really. In fact, it's Chester.
You kid up. I always imagine Americans are going to be dull as shit. I mean, of course you're not, are you? Steve Martin's American, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
You're lovely.
Come on. Hello, Charles.
Oh, Anne. Hi. Look, I'm sorry, I couldn't really bear a scene today. I know, you know, we've probably got tons to talk about and all that kind of stuff.
I behaved that atrociously last time.
Well, you remember the shower scene in Psycho?
Yep.
Scarier. Oh, God, I'm depressed, Ben. How are you?
Well, I'm cheerful, actually. I weigh almost nothing. Oh, no, I've got a divine new boyfriend.
Perhaps you're right, Hen. Perhaps we should have got married.
Oh, God, no. Marry you and I've had to marry your friends. And I'm not quite sure I could take Fiona.
Fiona loves you.
Fiona calls me duckface.
Well, I never heard that.
Look, darling, come to lunch soon. Give me a ring, okay? Oh, still cute. How's duckface?
Good form, actually. Not too mad.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bride and groom.
You like this girl, don't you?
Yes. Yes, it's, it was a strange thing when at last it happens. And, she's marrying someone else. How about you, Fifi? You identified a future partner for life yet?
No need, Ray. The deed is done. I've been in love with the same bloke for ages.
Have you? Who's that?
You, Charlie. It's always been you. Since first we met. Oh, so many years ago. I knew the first moment. Across a crowded room. On the lawn, in fact. Doesn't matter. There's nothing either of us can do on this one. Such is life. Friends isn't bad, you know. Friends is quite something.
Oh, Fee. It's not all easy, is it?
No. Just forget this business, not to be. Matthew, darling. Where's Gareth?
Torturing Americans.
I thought of him. Do you actually know Oscar Wilde?
Not personally, no. But I do know someone who could get his fax number for me, though. Shall we dance?
Gareth, you don't know how lucky you are. Finding someone to marry is a very tricky business.
Hell out there. I'm Matthew's trapped with an evangelist from Minnesota.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, please charge your glasses. First, and rather unusually, we have the brass.
Excellent. I love this girl.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you who've flown in from the States. I'm really touched. And as for the rest of you, I would have thought the fact that lots of frightful Americans were flying in was a perfect excuse for staying away, so I thank you too. If my darling dad had been here today, he would have been speaking now. And I know what he would have said. Great dress, babe, but why in the hell are you marrying the stiff in the skirt? And I would have given him the same answer that I give you. Because I love him. As John Lennon said, who died the same year as my dad, love is the answer. And you know that for sure. One more thing. Someone told me here, confidentially, that if things with Hamish didn't work out, that he would step in. And I just wanted to say thanks, and I'll keep you posted.
And now, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, to Hamish Banks. Anyone involved in politics for the last 20 years has got used to being upstaged by a woman. I didn't expect it to happen to me on my wedding day.
However, I must also say that I'm quite happy to be upstaged by this woman for the rest of my life. Oh, dear, is that some barracking at the back? Again, something we politicians are used to.
Find a doctor.
Right, okay.
First of all, I want to extend my compliments to the bridesmaids. You did your duty superbly. And, obviously, I intend to use you every time I get married from now on. And also, I want to thank all those wonderful ladies in the parish who did the flowers in the church. A stern old building to run a look of hush. First time, I think. By any chance, she's short-sighted. I might just be happy for the rest of my life. I thought I could see my future for the first time. Joyful years and years to come.
Good morning, and a warm welcome to you all on this cold day. Our service will begin in a few minutes, but first we have asked Matthew, Gareth's closest friend, to say a few words.
Gareth used to prefer funerals to weddings. He said it was easier to get enthusiastic about a ceremony one had an outside chance of eventually being involved in. In order to prepare this speech, I rang a few people to get a general picture of how Gareth was regarded by those who met him. Fat seems to have been a word people most connected with him. Terribly Rude also rang a lot of bells. So very fat and very rude seems to have been the stranger's viewpoint. On the other hand, some of you have been kind enough to ring me and let me know that you loved him, which I know he would have been thrilled to hear. You remember his fabulous hospitality, his strange experimental cooking, the recipe for duck a la banana fortunately goes with him to his grave. Most of all, you tell me of his enormous capacity for joy, and when joyful for highly vocal drunkenness. But I hope joyful is how you will remember him. Not stuck in a box in a church. Pick your favourite of his waistcoats and remember him that way. The most splendid, replete, big-hearted, weak-hearted as it turned out, and jolly bugger most of us ever met. As for me, you may ask how I will remember him. what I thought of him. Unfortunately, there I ran out of words. Perhaps you will forgive me if I turn from my own feelings to the words of another splendid bugger, W.H. Auden. This is actually what I want to say. Stop all the clocks. Cut off the telephone. Prevent the dog from barking with a juicy bone. Silence the pianos and with muffled drum bring out the coffin. Let the mourners come. Let the aeroplanes circle moaning overhead, scribbling on the sky the message, he is dead. Put crepe bows round the white necks of the public doves. Let traffic policemen wear black cotton gloves. He was my north, my south, my east and west. My working week and my Sunday rest. My noon, my midnight, my talk, my song. I thought that love would last forever. I was wrong. The stars are not wanted now. Put out everyone. Pack up the moon and dismantle the sun. Pour away the ocean and sweep up the wood. For nothing now can ever come to any good.
No, it's fine. We'll do it some other time. You know that thing you said in the street?
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
No, I liked it. I liked you saying it. Charlie, I'll take Scarlett home, right?
Yeah, that would be grand.
Never felt like that. I mean, something vaguely similar. For Jilly, when I was young.
Jilly?
Labrador.
Yes, it's odd, isn't it? All these years we've been single and proud of it, we never noticed that two of us weren't all intents and purposes married all this time.
Traitors in our midst. In a way, I think death is hardest for the parents, don't you? I hope I die before my children.
Tom, one thing I find really, is your total confidence that you will get married. I mean, what if you never find the right girl? Sorry? Surely if that service shows anything, it shows that there is such a thing as a perfect match. You know, if we can't be like Gareth and Matthew, then maybe we should just let it go. Some of us are not going to get married.
Well, I don't know, Charlie. The truth is, unlike you, I never expected the thunderbolt. I always just hoped that I'd meet some nice, friendly girl. Like the look of her. Hope the look of me didn't make her physically sick. Then pop the question and settle down and be happy. The work for my parents. Well, apart from the divorce and all that.
I'll give you 6 months at the outside, Tom. Huh. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe all this waiting for one true love stuff gets you nowhere.
What the fuck is going on? Thought we'd better make absolutely sure we weren't late. Excellent wedding hairstyle, though, eh?
Matthew.
Best looking, best man in the world.
Listen. Thank you for doing this today.
Of course.
I wish Gareth was here.
Bet he does too. I'm sorry we're so late. The others are just parking the car. I thought we'd all go with Tom.
Late? So late?
Yeah, it's 9:45.
9:45?
Yep, 45 minutes till I do.
Oh, bloody Tom, I told him to set the alarm at 8.
Scarlett.
Oh, hi.
You ready?
Absolutely. Give me 20 seconds.
Time, honestly.
Yes, time!
It's about 10 to 9. Oh.
Bastards.
Put your arms just up and down, please.
Put
your
arms.
One, two, three.
Smile. What? Brilliant. This is
I think I might say a little word.
Yeah.
Well, as many of you know, I have been a close observer of Charles's love life for many years now, but recently I'd started to despair and fear that really he was married to us lot, apart from the fact that we weren't having babies.
Well, I don't know about that.
Unfortunately, it's all turned out splendidly. The girl in question is sadly crazy, but perhaps that's why he loves her. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to propose a toast to my Charlie and his beautiful girl on this tragic day. So be happy and don't forget us.
Thank you.
To Charles and Duckface.
Charles and Duckface.
What do you think?
You look divine.
It does work, doesn't it? Yes.
Well, I'd like to thank Fiona for those charming words about my future wife. And I'd like to take this opportunity before the day starts to read a little message from her to you all.
Oh, this is exciting.
She says, any of you come near the house, I'll set the dogs on you. So that's, I think that's right.
That's nice. Set the dogs on you.
Joy, hi.
Joy, you did it.
Oh, yes. I hope my damn sister turns. I'm not much of a wedding without a bride.
Young Tom.
Shall I, Joe? A bit of a poor show, you not having a stag night.
Oh, we did. We didn't think it was a very good idea in this day and age. So...
Really?
See, you do look lovely today.
Yes, as you can see, I've abandoned my traditional black.
Yes, so you have.
From now on, I shall be all the colours of the rainbow and fall in love with someone who fancies me for a change.
Darling Fee.
Oh, look.
What?
Lipstick everywhere. That won't do at all, will it?
Blue's on the right, right on the left. Oh my God! Oh, I thought you'd come back to Texas.
Without you, never.
Bride or groom? Bride or groom?
It should be perfectly obvious I'm neither. Great God.
Bride or groom?
Bride.
Yes,
I'm fine.
You know, I've got a feeling we've met before.
We have. About 25 years ago. I'm second cousin Harold's daughter, Deirdre, your Tom.
Good Lord. So, your family?
Yes. Only very distant.
Well, yes. Of course. You said you were a bride.
Yes.
Well, do sit. Do sit here, Deirdre. Thunderbolt City.
Well, hello, Matthew. Hello, Charles.
How are you?
Exhausted, actually.
Hello, Barry. Charles. Hi,
Hi.
Hi. You look lovely. But then, as you know, I always did like you dressed for weddings. And on time.
Yeah, extraordinary thing, isn't it? How's Hamish?
Oh, he's fine, I believe.
You believe?
Oh, yes, he wasn't the man for me after all.
You left him?
We left each other.
When?
Oh, a few months now. March was hell. By April, it was sorted. It's absolutely the last time I marry someone three times my age.
Charlie? Charles, time to travel?
Yeah.
Coming. Good.
Good. So why didn't you get in touch then?
I did think about it. I wanted to, but I was in a state. So anyway, I don't want to keep you. And I'll see you afterwards.
Yeah. All right, next. Wait. I'll show you to your seat.
Just showing you to your seat.
It's been really bad, hasn't it?
It's been bad, yes.
It's been a disaster.
It has, as you say, been very bad indeed. God, it's lovely to see you.
Well, good luck. It's pretty easy. Just say I do whenever anyone asks you a question.
Yes, of course.
Freshen up at will.
Dear Lord, forgive me for what I'm about to say. In this magnificent place of worship. Fuck.
at all.
Huh? No, thanks. Sorry. Vocal exercises. Big church.
Excellent. Often do the same myself. Not exactly the same vocab, obviously. Rather more alleluias. I'll leave you.
Brazen, I think.
Oh, fabulous. We seem to have lost the groom.
Joyce, if you can stall that and I'll see if I can find him.
Roger, look out.
Charles.
Hmm.
It's good to see you.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Matt. What do we think about marriage?
Gosh. Well, I think it's really good.
Hmm.
If you love the person with all your heart.
Well, exactly.
Quite.
All these weddings, you know. All these years.
All that lasted salmon and champagne.
Here I am on my own wedding day, and I am still thinking.
What can I ask about what?
No, I think best not.
I'm terribly sorry, there's a bit of a delay. This is a slight problem with the flowers.
Flowers?
Unfortunately, there seems to be a staggeringly high proportion of hay fever sufferers in the congregation, and they've been stuck right next to the damn flowers. So, we're just moving them. The congregation don't want the damn vows to be obliterated by the sound of sneezing.
Charles, would it be out of place for me to say that time is ticking by?
Fooled them so far. The great advantage of having a reputation for being stupid, people are less suspicious of you.
Hello. Ready to face the enemy?
Are we?
Yes.
Excellent.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate instituted of God in the time of man's innocence, signifying unto us the mystical union that is betwixt Christ and his church, and therefore is not by any to be enterprised, nor taken in hand unadvisedly, lightly, or wantonly, but reverently, discreetly, advisedly, soberly, and in the fear of God. Therefore, if any man can show any just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together, let him speak now, or else hereafter, forever, hold his peace. I'm sorry, does someone have something to say? Yes, what is it?
One second.
What's going on, Charles?
Charles, what?
He wants me to translate what he's saying.
What is he saying?
He says, I suspect the groom is having doubts. I suspect the groom would like to delay. I suspect the groom.
What's he saying?
He says he suspects the groom loves someone else.
Do you? Do you love someone else? Do you, Charles?
I do.
Blimey.
At least it's one we won't forget. I mean, a lot of weddings just blend into each other, don't they?
Oh, for God's sake.
But this is one that will really stick out in the memory.
For not actually including a wedding service.
Poor girl. Well, I mean it, poor girl. I mean, she's not my favourite person in the world, but I think that may have been an unforgivable thing that you did today.
I can't bear to think about it. Poor hen.
Though, let's face facts. I mean, if you weren't sure you wanted to marry her today, of all days, i.e. your wedding day, then it must be the right decision, mustn't it?
Quite right, Tom.
It was a lovely dress. I'm sure she'll find it useful for parties.
What did he say, Charles?
So he blames himself.
No, oh, absolutely. No, you mustn't, David. No.
If there's music to be faced, I should be facing it.
Hello.
Hi, you're soaking.
No, I'm fine. Comes a point when you're so wet you can't get any wetter.
Okay, I'll come out.
No, please don't. I just wanted to check you're okay. Not busy killing yourself or anything, but you're fine, so I shouldn't have come to the church this morning. I'm sorry.
No. Wait. It was all my fault. I mean, I'm the bastard here. And it definitely sorted out one thing, which is marriage and me were very clearly not meant for one another. Sorted out another big thing as well. That I was standing there in the church, and for the first time in my whole life, I realized I totally and utterly loved one person. And it wasn't the person standing next to me in the veil, it's the person standing opposite me now. In the rain.
Is it still raining? I hadn't noticed.
The truth of it is, I've loved you from the first second I met you. You're not suddenly going to go away again, are you?
No. I might drown, but otherwise, no.
Okay. We'll go in. First, let me ask you one thing. Do you think, after we've dried off, after we've spent lots more time together, you might agree not to marry me? And do you think not being married to me might maybe be something you could consider doing for the rest of your life? Do you?
I do.
Love is all around.